We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline,
we think,
hopefully,
yeah,
is our friend Tommy Kern, Patriots insider of NBC Sports Boston, who joins Gresh and Keefe now every Wednesday at 12:30. Tommy, good morning to you, and let's just jump right into the running back situations for both of these teams. No starters on the Cleveland side, and for the Patriots, they're going to be counting a lot on Ramondre Stevenson. Which team is in the worst spot, Tommy?
I would say the Browns, because when you look at Ramondre Stevenson, his ability, and really Brandon Bolden's ability, I know that he's been at the center of some disappointing plays this year, but he's also, I think, improved as the year went along. So I think between Stevenson and Bolden, you have your first and second down backs. Obviously, Bolden could play, and Stevenson's a good receiver too, so they can cover your third down stuff. And J.J. Taylor will most likely be in the mix once we see the inactives come out. So Chubb is one of the best backs in the league, top five, I would certainly say. And without him, that's a significant loss for the Browns.
Trent Brown back off of IR. What do you expect the offensive line to look like this afternoon?
I can't imagine he's going to be out there right away. I mean, it'll be interesting to find out. They wouldn't have activated him if they didn't feel comfortable about it. I can't imagine they'll give him a full plate because we know that he has size issues. He is a guy who has struggled to keep his weight. So if he has been somewhat inactive for the last, you know, almost 8 weeks, 9 weeks, it's going to be hard for him, I think, to hit the ground running. And to me, too, the tackles are the biggest issue on this team, in my viewpoint. Isaiah Wynn hasn't played at the level that you expect. You've already committed $10 million to him for next year, guaranteed. That's a story for another day.
Yep.
But Trent Brown, when he was reacquired, you figured, okay, they're going to be okay at the tackle spots if those guys play at the level they are. I don't know if Trent Brown is going to necessarily improve the Patriots at the right tackle spot over on Wynn.
Tom, I think Christian brought up this point I thought was really good, so I'm going to kind of steal it from him.
Damn it.
I love it. Next in line.
Yeah, right. And I know everybody's talking about the running backs and the injuries that the Browns are dealing with and the injuries that the Patriots are dealing with, but I think this is going to come down to the two quarterbacks and which one of those quarterbacks plays better. I think you're going to see both of these guys go out there and throw the ball a lot. Do you agree with that, or do you think that the Pats are still going to try to run the football even though Stevenson is coming off of a concussion?
I think they will make the effort. The interesting thing is, you know, the Browns are third in the league in yards against per game. It's like 84. And I went a little further into it. The Patriots love to run the ball, as we know, between the guards and right up the middle. And that's where Cleveland has been really outstanding this season. I think they're like allowing like 3.1 yards per carry inside that area. And that's where the Patriots, actually up the middle, are averaging like 6 yards per carry. So there's probably some skewed numbers in there, 35-yard, you know, bursts that have brought that up, but they are very steady there. So, yeah, you have to give a token effort to do what you like to do, but if you're not getting it, then you know you're not an outside running team, so you're going to have to throw the ball a little bit. So I would say, to me, this feels like a game in which you again try to get Jonnu Smith going as they did against – who'd they do that against?
Jesus.
You remember, before he got hurt.
It was right before he got hurt, so yeah. It was 2 weeks ago, right. 3 weeks ago.
Chargers.
3 weeks Chargers. Chargers. Yeah, Chargers. Chargers game. Yeah.
Chargers game, where they pounded it to Jonnu Smith early, and they got him involved, I believe, on like 6 of the first 8 touches – really went to Jonnu Smith, and they have to get the paddles to his chest and get him started this year, because he's probably the most disappointing of a very solid group of free agent imports.
So, Tom, one thing, I just want to say thanks for leaving that nice message for me the other day for my radio
phone. Oh, you're very welcome.
That was great. You did a good job, dude. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The other thing is I look at, okay, so you have Jadeveon Clowney, and then you have Myles Garrett. And obviously, Myles Garrett with all the sacks, and Jadeveon Clowney, I don't know, more of a disruptor, I guess. I'm assuming that the easier spot is Jadeveon Clowney. Like, that's the guy that's left one-on-one. And if it is, and if the Patriots try to chip release, will they swap Myles Garrett to avoid the chip? Is that something that they've done, that you've seen them do in the past?
They did that a little bit last week. That's what they failed to do with a little bit, am I incorrect, with the Hunter Henry Isaiah Wynn swap. Chip by Hunter Henry on was it Brian Burns on the left side?
Yeah.
And then Wynn didn't get there, and Mac Jones got demolished. So probably this is a good game to unleash Dirty Mac and just have him start twisting ankles.
You know, the reason I asked you that, because I feel like if the Browns know that it's going to be an obvious chip release, I'm curious if the Browns set their front and then flop them. You know what I mean? So now Henry's there, left on a lesser pass rusher, and somebody is isolated. That's what I was talking
Myles
about.
Myles Garrett goes both sides.
That's my point. Yeah, so will they switch him? That was my point. Yeah.
I don't know how frequently I don't know how frequently Garrett flips back and forth, but I mean,
for you, he's a Patriots insider, not a Browns insider.
Wiggy took my question. Okay, I was fourth in line.
Yeah, they get another question on the fly.
I do want to hear how outraged are you guys as former players, and the absolute, really sinister things that probably went on at the bottom of piles. How much have your eyes been rolling all week about the conversation around Mac Jones grabbing the foot of an opponent when there was a loose ball?
That's
basically
horrible.
What happened.
It's been hard because the national media has portrayed this guy as being like the Ndamukong Suh of quarterbacks.
Literally was called that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston with us here on NFL Sunday. And, Tommy, are the Patriots catching the Browns at the right time? Tack McKinley's dinged up. We know the running backs are dinged up. You know, we got a little COVID issue, a little flare-up there in terms of the Browns. They are making the transition away from Odell Beckham Jr. Is this lining up perfectly for the Patriots, or are we fooling ourselves a little bit and those injuries won't have maybe as big an impact on the Browns as a unit?
Garrett has been hurt all week, too. So that's another one, too, Gresh. Yeah, I think but the Patriots are dinged up as well. I think that when you look at how the two teams have been playing over the last five or six games, the Patriots have clearly been the better team. You know, Cleveland obviously had the very impressive win to go into Cincinnati and win. And you don't want to dismiss anything in a game where you win fairly convincingly in the row, but you know, they had a 99-yard interception return on the first drive. But they also gave up a drive that went down to the one. They could have been down. So those little things are inside the game. Patriots, you can flip that and say they needed pick sixes the last couple weeks to help aid them in wins. But I think, to me, this is going to be a very much a 16-13 looking game. Watch, it'll be 39-36. But it really feels like that 16-13 kind of game. And it's going to come down to, I hate to say it, red zone. How well can you perform in the red zone? And that, to me, actually highlights one of the shortcomings of the Patriots that I think they would have liked to have addressed with OBJ, is their red zone ability. Their best receiver, their most productive outside receiver, is Jacoby Myers, and we all know what the stat is on the amount of times he's been able to get open in the end zone and score touchdowns. There's a reason for that. He's just not a short area separator, and he's not, you know, going to run past anyone, so it's hard for him to get free. So the Patriots' red zone offense is still something that's in progress, and I think that's going to be a huge key today. Can they run it in? Can they throw it in? That everything will come down to that, I believe.
Which team has the better quarterback?
Great question. In 3 years, it'll be Mac Jones. Today, kind of like Baker Mayfield as a quarterback. I think he's underrated. I think he's played really well. Mac Jones has you know, a little bit of plateaued the last couple of weeks, but I think we've seen from him too, and I believe it. It's not a coincidence. I've seen it so many times, whether it be practices or games or week to week. When he's not playing well, he comes back the next week or the next play or the next series and does something really well. So even though Mac Jones is plateaued, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a great game, but I'm still going to take a three-year veteran who is in the top tier as being the better quarterback at this juncture. You guys, or am I drunk?
No, I would definitely – I definitely for today think Baker Mayfield's better.
You know
what? But I think it's close. I think there's a lot of weeks where it's an obvious answer. Like there's like 5 or 10 quarterbacks that are so much better, maybe 5, 6, 7 that are definitely worse. Baker Mayfield, I think, is kind of on a similar level. I like him more right now, and part of that is probably the experience.
The only thing I think Baker Mayfield, I think, has is at times more he flashes like, oh, wow, this guy looks like he could be, you know, one of those top 12, top 10 quarterbacks where we haven't really seen Mac Jones do that yet. When you think about what's interesting is you make the comment about Jakobi Meyers. Like, he almost is a really, really good third down slot receiver. And then I think it's how they use him in the red zone. And you've seen the struggles with that position throughout the years. Julian Edelman wasn't a guy who scored a lot of touchdowns here.
You're right.
So I think it's more about the way they use him in the red zone versus maybe him not being kind of like that red zone threat.
You know what I fixate on is that whip route that you could really go to with Edelman down in tight. You know, any of those outward breaking routes, whether it be the whip route or like just say you come out of the slot on the right hand side and you just put your foot in the ground and you run on an angle towards the pylon right over the goal line and just catch it there. It's just Jakobi just does not have the foot speed and that immediate quickness that Edelman had, but few guys do. Not even OBJ had that kind of quickness when you compare his combine numbers to Edelman's pro day numbers. Edelman was faster in the short shuttle and the 20. I mean, Edelman is one of the fastest, quickest receivers who's come into the league in the last 15 years. And he's underrated long speed, but so to me, the Patriots don't have that really, really sudden guy.
Right.
Maybe Meyers will get there, but I think that's part of the reason I look at it and say they miss that guy that would freak out a defense on their just insane quickness.
So does Christian Barmore play good enough today that we see him post-game, during the post-game press conference? It's really my only question.
Be more.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he could certainly have an impact on this game. Why are you fixated on Christian Barmore in the post-game?
Have you seen his post-game press conference?
Yes. Yeah, they're entertaining.
He's the new Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
You love it.
That's it. That's all I want. I just want Christian Barmore to play good enough. Where Stacey James says, I have to put him up again, Bill.
Big B Mo.
Yeah, that's it.
Tommy, what happens today?
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying.
Tommy, what happens today?
Yeah, I'm saying.
We're going to have ourselves a rock fight. It's going to be a fascinating game. It's not going to go up and down the field. It's going to be, you know, it's going to come down to red zone. It's going to come down to third down and that type of aspect. It's not going to be, how do the Patriots match up with David Njoku or who gets burned downfield? It's going to be those small margin for error plays as opposed to a track meet. So I say 16-13 Patriots.
Very good. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He will be with Gretchen Keefe on Wednesday at 12:30. Thanks, Tommy. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax-
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.